The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You're going to be hearing a lot about Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni for the next couple of days from us. So let's start with some things that have nothing to do with them, because I want to talk about Beyonce. Katie, I know you're going to want to get in on this, because the Beyonce Bowl broke NFL streaming records. That's how excited people were to see Queen Bee on Christmas Day performing at the Ravens versus Houston Texas game. So the top billing game for the NFL was previously like 23 million people last year. It was the AFC Championship game. Of course, it was a Kansas City Chiefs game because, you know, people wanted to see Taylor Swift for 3 seconds in the box. But for Beyonce's performance, she actually topped out at 27 million viewers. It was a 13-minute halftime performance. It was basically a Super Bowl performance, which is why they dubbed it the Beyonce Bowl. And she absolutely crushed it. And there might have been some things that you missed in the actual performance. Obviously, it was amazing. She opened it up with 16 carriages. It was a pre-recorded 2-minute little bit, but then you see her out on the field, and there she is in all of her glory. She
comes in on a horse.
In
a stadium.
But there's this really cool moment where, you know, she during the performance, she had actually brought out like Post Malone and Shaboozy. So people were wondering, oh, is Dolly Parton going to come out? Is Miley Cyrus going to come out? But she did have a nod to her song Most Wanted with Miley Cyrus, because she wasn't out there on the field with her. When you see her performing 16 carriages on horseback, you can see a skeleton in the shotgun seat of one of the cars that's in there. And that's a nod to the lyric where they say, I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. So even though Miley Cyrus wasn't out there, we did get a little nod to her. We also got to see a little bit of the Buckin Challenge, which was a big thing on TikTok from a user named Aja Janae, which I might be pronouncing wrong, so I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong. I couldn't find how to pronounce it. But she did a little bit of that choreography in the performance on the field. Looked amazing. She also had an interlude between Blackbird and Yaya, where you can hear the drums to one of her songs called Freedom, which was on her 2016 album Lemonade. So many little Easter eggs that she just sprinkled out through there. And the performance was insane. I mean, if you didn't watch it, you need to go back. It's on Netflix.
Oh, dude. And Blue Ivy crushed it too.
Oh, so it was so cute.
Like, I mean, to have that mother-daughter moment out there on a stage that huge. And her, like, Blue Ivy's like, what, 12 or 13?
Yeah, I think she's 12.
I think she's 12.
I mean, it was so good.
I hated that people wouldn't leave Blue Ivy alone. Like, to be in that spotlight, because she made the little small mistake when she turned the wrong way, and it seemed like that's what they wanted to make a big deal out of it. I'm like, are you serious? I know how old she is, man.
Yeah, and she looked flawless also. If the music thing doesn't work out, she's going to be a model.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
100%. It's crazy that people are like bullying a middle schooler. Like, this is a moment for her to get to shine with her mom. And how cool, like, because I know when I see Beyonce, I'm like, she just feels so otherworldly. But like, to her, that's just her mom. And to be out there and like, just to get to have that really sweet moment was so cool to see. And I just can't wait to see her progression, because sure, like, people are going to make fun of her for the little mistakes now, but like, think about how talented and how much she's going to crush these performances in like a couple of years.
It makes me wonder who follows this now, because of how well she did. Somebody has to be second.
There might be somebody to go, you know what, I don't want to do it.
I think I'm all set.
Yeah, bring Maroon 5 out and then we'll do it after them.
100%. Also, last night were the Golden Globes, and people were really taking a look at Nikki Glaser, who was the host, because remember last year there was all that controversy with comedian Joe Coy, and he made a couple of those jokes about Barbie and Taylor Swift, and it just kind of had like this sexist air to the monologue. Well, Nikki Glaser proved that picking a woman to host the Golden Globes was the right move, especially this year.
Yeah, and I love the fact that, and now that makes a lot of sense, because I forgot it was Joe Coy that did it last year, and it fell flat, to say the least. She's the first woman ever to host a Golden Globe. So,
right?
Yeah.
And she crushed it.
She did so good. I mean, the monologue is 10 minutes long. It felt like 3 minutes. There was this one really funny joke where she looks at Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner, and she starts making fun of his mustache and then starts making fun of his name, which I love, because every time I talk about Timothée Chalamet, I've got to give him a different last name. And she ends up bringing Adam Sandler into the joke with her.
Your name sounds like something Adam Sandler would say. No, Chalamet. Timothée and Chalamet. Oh, yes, Timothée Chalamet. I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a Chalamet?
Hey, Chalamet.
Oh, Chalamet. A good Chalamet to you, sir. A
Chalamet to you.
So, of course, there were some really funny moments, too. But Demi Moore really crushed it with her speech as well. She talked about how this is her first time winning an award ever. I mean, she's been doing this for 45 years. And in her speech, she spoke about how she really thought about giving up. She mentioned a time where a producer 30 years ago called her a popcorn actress and how she would never really be able to attain something like a Golden Globe Award. But she, at the end of her speech, gave this quote from somebody else in her professional life where she said, you know, you're never going to be enough, but that shouldn't change how you approach your career.
In those moments when we don't think we're smart enough or pretty enough or skinny enough or successful enough or basically just not enough, I had a woman say to me, just know you will never be enough, but you can know the value of your worth if you just put down the measuring stick. And so today I celebrate this as a marker of my wholeness and of the love that is driving me and for the gift of doing something I love and being reminded that I do belong. Thank you so much.
I mean, she brought the crowd to their feet, and I was floored that that's the first award she's ever won in Hollywood.
I know, because you hear Demi Moore and you think A plus 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 list actress. How have you not won something? So this is well deserved.
She made a Andrew Garfield curse. So they went back to him and Kerry Washington because they were the ones that were doing the they were up there delivering the awards, and they were like, good luck for whoever has to fall back.
All right, Zendaya is causing some rumors to swirl, all because of one thing she was wearing on the red carpet. We are going to talk about a very special item she had on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.